Welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, produced by Upload Media Group and sponsored by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust and Gutschmidt Properties. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in the area. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids on Tuesday, May 12th.
And before we get to the events, let's take a look at the weather. The forecast for tomorrow calls for a chance of storms with a high of 80 degrees and a low of 51.
Let's kick things off with health and wellness. There are several opportunities for Tai Chi tomorrow, from 8 to 9 a.m. at the Ely Public Library, a session for seniors from 9 to 9:45 a.m. at the Marion Public Library, and one for beginners from 10 to 11 a.m. also at the Marion Public Library. Also, the Chris and Susie D. Wolf Family Innovation Center for Aging and Dementia is hosting several events. Men's Caregiver Coffee has two sessions, from 8 to 9:30 a.m. and again from 10 to 11:30 a.m. There's a Women's Caregiver Coffee from 1:30 to 3 p.m. and a Dementia Basics class from 2 to 3:30 p.m.
Now for the kids and families out there. You can head to Brood Imagination for Move and Groove Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The Cedar Rapids Public Library has early learning story time from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., followed by preschool play day at the Marion Public Library from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. And for the older kids, there's a teen board game meetup from 4:30 to 6 p.m. also at the Marion Public Library.
And there are plenty of community and education events as well. The Marion Public Library is hosting a senior social hour from 10 to 11 a.m., a virtual author talk with Dr. Vivian Ming from 1 to 2 p.m., and their makerspace will have open hours from 2 to 5 p.m.
Later on, there's a community potluck at Matthew 25 from 5 to 6:30 p.m., a solar power hour at Big Rote Brewery at 5:30, and a new volunteer orientation at Chain Reaction Bike Hub at 6. Also at 6, you can catch Oral Histories Live featuring Darlene Schmidt at the History Center. And a big welcome home to our veterans at the Eastern Iowa Airport for the Eastern Iowa Honor Flight Welcome Home event at 8:30 p.m.
Moving on to arts, crafts, and hobbies, the Sacred and Profane Art Exhibit is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. The Hiawatha Public Library is offering Seniors Create from 1 to 3 p.m. In the evening, the Ely Public Library hosts Chatty Crafters from 5 to 7 p.m.
At 6 p.m., you have a few choices. A community urban spice club at the Hiawatha Public Library, Lilacs in the Sunset Painting Class at Just Jules Pub and Restaurant, a Sisters of the Moon Circle at Illuminations, and a resin pour workshop at the Painted Butterfly. Then at 6:30, the Book Lovers Book Club meets at Ladd Library to discuss Bill Bryson's The Road to Little Dribbling.
For sports fans, there's a big one. The Cedar Rapids Colonels take on Fort Wayne at Veterans Memorial Stadium. First pitch is at 6:37 p.m.
And to round out the night, there's a full slate of nightlife and entertainment. The El Cahir Shrine Tuesday Night Out runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. At 7 p.m., you can catch a comedy open mic at Old Neighborhood Pub, Name That Tune at Mulligan's Pub, Trivia Night at Scores on 33rd, Weekly Music Bingo at The Bar, and DJ Trivia at Bushwood Sports and Bar and Grill. Finally, things wrap up with Turned Up Tuesday at Cliff's Dive Bar and Grill starting at 9 p.m.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust and Gutschmidt Properties. With convenient locations throughout the area, a deep commitment to relationship banking, and the best cookies on the planet, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is the bank of choice for Cedar Rapids locals. CRBT provides full-service commercial and consumer banking, as well as trust and asset management services, all while making your banking experience so much more than you expected. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, the people you can bank on. Learn more at crbt.bank, member FDIC. Employee-owned and tenant-focused, Gutschmidt Properties create sustainable spaces that make a real community impact. From studios and sleeping rooms in their historic Smith House, to both their old and new homes as part of the Rainbow Road project just off of Interstate 380, or flexible commercial space at Averill House in downtown Cedar Rapids, they may have just the place for you. Every house has a story. Write yours in one of their homes. Learn more at gutschmidtproperties.com.